This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What have we done with innocence? By the way, P1 Scott... with the history of the dunce cap.
Mm-hmm.
It originated from the writings and followings of the medieval philosopher John Duns Scotus.
Oh, that makes sense.
He was known for his... Why?
Well, dunce, you know, the dunce cap.
Yeah. Who was known for his... Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Why? Someone should be wearing the cap.
He was known for his pointy hat. Initially a symbol of scholarly wisdom, the hat became associated with ignorance and foolishness when Scotus's ideas fell out of favor during the Renaissance. Over time, the dunce cap evolved into a form of public shaming in schools used to humiliate students who were deemed disruptive or slow learners.
What an idiot.
Morons.
There you go.
You're a slow learner, so we shame you.
I mean, just stupid.
Great idea, everybody.
The new cap should be called the Trump cap, am I right? Wow. Whoa.
Make caps great again.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
All right, well, is it weird that we're not getting any Blazers sales rumors at all? Is that weird to you?
I don't know. When they had the weird State of the Union address where he dropped the... and I'm talking about the Crypt Keeper here, where he said that we probably need a new stadium. He did say that several groups were being vetted. So
you're talking about Adam Silver.
Adam Silver, a.k.a. the Crypt Keeper. So, yeah, the commissioner. He did say that there were several groups that were being vetted.
But we're not hearing any rumors.
No, haven't heard anything.
I don't want anything official from Silver because he's just going to lie to us. I want the juicy rumors.
Yeah, I haven't seen...
The leaks.
Yeah, like the community buying the team?
There's nothing.
Any of that, no.
Yeah, somebody...
did you go to that link?
I did, yeah. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because we're all collectively just going to buy the team and share the profits, like as a city, as a community.
Yeah, this is a very Blazery thing, but
The Green Bay Packers of the NBA?
There is a website... And you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
It is called buytheblazers.com.
Okay.
And when you go there, you can become a part of a group that will buy the team and give back to the community.
So, how much have they raised so far? Do we know?
Total pledges so far. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you sitting down at
I
all?
Am.
Total pledges so far. $828,444.
It's actually better than I thought they'd do.
Well on their way. It says, Buy the Blazers is mainly an effort to give back to the community. The Blazers generate over $300 million in revenue annually. Tapping into those dollars can mean tens of millions for investors, the region, and beyond, but it doesn't stop there. We will give a large percentage of the annual earnings to continually benefit charities and those in need.
Why do people... do this?
What do you mean?
Why do they waste their time with nonsense?
They believe it.
No,
but do they believe they can raise $4 billion?
But it doesn't matter. You could.
When?
Even if you raised $4 billion, it wouldn't matter. You need, in all sports leagues, there is a percentage, and it's usually around, it's like, I think it's somewhere between 40 and 60%. You have to have one person that is the majority owner that has to own a huge chunk.
Hey, don't let the facts get in the way of a dream.
So even if you raised $4 billion, you would need one person that then had like $2.5 billion to be the primary owner. It doesn't...
Look, we don't need you pooping all over our dreams here.
Well, no,
okay?
I just don't understand why people waste their time.
So here's what it says. It says, the main goal of Buy the Blazers is to secure what will likely be a partial share of the Trailblazers. The franchise is valued at approximately $3.5 billion, and we anticipate the selling price to be in the range of $4 billion. Our stretch goal is for a 25% share, with our lowest goal being 5%.
Okay. So I guess that does address it. They're saying we just want to have a piece of the team.
Yeah, like raising $4 billion is absurd. We can't do that. But we can raise 25% of $4 billion, which is how much money? How much would that be?
What, 25% of $4
billion? Yeah, so it'd be $1 billion.
Yeah, it's $1 billion. $4 billion.
Well, you know. Yeah, I got it right at least.
You did.
Yeah. Took me a second.
Yeah.
I don't think they're raising $1 billion.
Yeah, no. I mean,
and if they did, they shouldn't put that money towards the Trailblazers.
It is interesting, though, that we without
like
a building,
wouldn't that be like what if they did? Like all the like you just throw out a website called Buy the Blazers, and the community donates $1 billion.
They're like, sure, let's do it, and then I mean, they do it.
Yeah, like what? I mean,
I don't know. Why not? Hey, if someone wants to do that and then let me have a 25% stake in the team, let's go.
Doesn't it just say like how easily some of our problems can be solved? Like why this and not put $1 billion towards something that could actually really help us? Like you have $1 billion. The community has $1 billion to throw at this crap?
You can't spend it on education.
Yeah, but if you buy the team, you can keep more money coming in.
Yes. Yeah. You telling me, okay, you telling me that buytheblazers.com raises $1 billion, and I guess what they want to do with it is give it back to the community. But let's just say they do raise $1 billion. Why can that not be for you don't think that solves the homeless problem?
Yeah, I mean
goes a long way to helping solve it?
It does seem like that would go a long way to helping it. But you know, hey, the homeless can't
the hell,
help
man?
You, and the Blazers give us entertainment. Someone said Bill Simmons had a rumor on his podcast, but I looked it up, and it just said NBA Insider Podcast. Bill Simmons recently commented on rumors.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
There's a YouTube comment here that says that his rumor was that they found a buyer for $4 billion.
Yes.
So
Bill Simmons says there is a buyer. Yeah. The buyer is not associated with the groups in Seattle or Vegas, and the sale price is expected to be over $4 billion.
Well, can I ask... That's exactly what we've all known forever, is the team's going to go for around $4 billion.
Yeah, so now someone is interested at the price that we thought they would be interested at.
But we don't know.
He doesn't. Okay. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Bill Simmons is the only guy saying anything. Like, where, do we have media sniffing around this?
I don't know. I mean.
Why are there no rumors?
Well, I think sometimes this stuff gets played pretty close to the vest. How do I say this, playing it close to the vest? Like, there's the rumor out there, we still don't know with the Diamond Project who the money is, right? But we do know, but it's not out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are some things that people don't talk about. And so I'm sure there are people that know who is sniffing around the Blazers. But, I mean, honestly, that... Who's behind the big money for the Portland Diamond Project? That is a really, really well-kept thing. And there's reasons why, and I just think when you get to that level, I do think things stay pretty quiet. And I think eventually as things get closer, but this is still early on in the process, this probably won't get done for at least another year. And so I think as you have groups that are sniffing around and people getting vetted, I think eventually, but this thing's only been for sale for a couple of months. I don't think it's that surprising that we haven't heard names yet.
All right.
Because sometimes people that are interested may have other shares of things that they would have to get rid of or kind of move things around, and no one wants to tip their hand in case they're not the ones to get it. I think some of these things have to be kept quiet for various reasons. So I think people that do know take that stuff very seriously.
Yeah, they're saying here, back to buytheblazers.com. Investors are Oregonians, Washingtonians, and other interested individuals, parties, companies, civic organizations, municipalities.
Ah, municipalities.
We're currently determining the ROI specifics, dividends on profits, and of course, a larger return on any liquidity event are in the mix.
Oh my goodness.
The population of Oregon is roughly 4.5 million.
Millions and millions of people.
We estimate about one quarter of this total audience are viable as investors who would become involved, utilizing our stretch goal, which was 25%, having average donations be close to $1,000 per person would total $1 billion, which is an estimated 25% of ownership share.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, good luck with that. Like, again, I asked the question.
They do put the Packers down here as a case study.
Oh, my God. Why do people, again, I just asked the question.
They have 500,000 shareholders.
Why do people waste their time with nonsense? Why? It just, someone is taking time out of their day to put together just ludicrous proposals. It's so dumb. Go find something else to do with your time that makes sense.
See who else is partnering with them. While we're making inroads on formal partnerships, we would love to work
Please
with
stop it.
Many nonprofits.
Stop talking.
And organizations.
Stop
such
talking
as these.
About these people.
Ah, such as these. Travel Oregon.
I'm really rich.
The Rip City Remix. Oh, the Blazers themselves. Gosh. The NBA. The Just Paul G. Allen
wait,
Family
wait, wait.
Foundation.
The... Wait, what? Are you saying the Blazers are going to contribute to buying the Blazers?
Well, they would like to partner with the Blazers.
What? How does that even work? Aren't they the ones selling it?
This
you
guy's
buy it from yourself.
This guy's name is Scott Dylag. Dylag. He is, it says, advisor, ex-Nike Global, current CEO, All People. Well, he grew up in Portland.
All People is like he's in charge of the Human Fund with George Costanza?
Just, or is All People the name of the company?
That may be the name of the company.
This guy.
This is Scott. Yeah, he's currently a CEO advisor for an online marketplace startup where community ownership and crowdfunded equity are central to company vision.
Yeah, have fun with that because that's the future of sports is community owned. Cool. Yeah.
He's a Blazer fan.
It's just called sports.
I like that he's bringing up the Green Bay Bay. Green Bay did it.
This is a very Blazery.
This is the most Blazery thing, and it's nonsense.
Yeah, it would happen. This would happen in... If you just outlined this scenario and said, what market does this happen in? I'm saying Portland, number one.
It's an episode of Portlandia.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Bill Simmons also saying that he believes that the Pelicans are going to get bought and moved to Vegas.
Well, so the...
That makes sense.
The idea that when Adam Silver talked about needing a new building and then expansion got pushed off, right? It was seemingly a done deal that Vegas and Seattle were going to get... expansion teams. And then the NBA basically came out and said, well, we don't have the votes for expansion, when we thought that announcement was coming. And the idea is the owners are not certain they want to split the pie two more ways. And some people thought that that was just leverage when they was talking about Moda Center and the non-expansion to get New Orleans and Portland new arenas, because you can always threaten the people, hey, you don't want to get in a new arena, we got places ready to go, Vegas and Seattle. And so to say that New Orleans is going to sell and move to Vegas certainly is a real possibility. Or it could be someone leaking that information to Bill Simmons to do what? Threaten the people of New Orleans, build us a new arena, or we're going to move. It is the oldest trick in the book. Now, New Orleans is a crappy situation. We know it's bad ownership. And if you bought a team, certainly you'd rather have one in Vegas than you would New Orleans. The only way that would happen is if the NBA thought that they are do not have the votes for expansion in any time. Because if you are going to expand, they would just put one in Vegas and get the extra money. If expansion really is dead and that's not going to happen, then Vegas and Seattle become way more in play.
Fan text line 503-864-6326. What happens to the money when this 100% doesn't happen? That from Dio. That's a good question. It's like,
invest in the community.
Is it
then
just
solve your homeless problem?
Is it just a grift?
It's possible.
Is that people don't ask for the money back, and so this guy gets $800,000 and it shuts it down?
It's possible.
The other thing too is it says pledge now. It doesn't say donate now. So are you just promising to give later? Like, are you just saying, oh yeah, I'll give you that money and not actually donating it?
Yeah, again,
like you're pledging it.
Everything about this is nonsense and stupid. So if you are involved in this, please stop. This is not, you're wasting your time and or money. Please stop.
I think we're gonna stop.
Take the money and put it in your pocket and, I don't know, go to Disneyland or buy your kids a new bicycle. Do something better with
it. Big Sook, everybody.
Yeah, the NFL is going to Tula Team as well.
I heard that on the radio once.
It calls up the mayor. Hey, do you want the NFL? Yeah, NFL
sure.
To Tulatin.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Get Bezos's. Someone said, get Bezos's ex-wife.
Yeah, she was reportedly sniffing around, wasn't she?
She's like,
the Blazers.
I mean, she's worth $30, $40 billion. Do that.
Baseball musings, including Don't Call It a Comeback. Coming up next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.